The first strange cases of pneumonia were identified in Wuhan, China on December 12th, and it was given a name, coronavirus, just over 3 weeks later. But thanks to our jet-linked age, within a month, the virus has spread to 24 more countries, including the U.S. and even California. What's impressive is the Chinese government's breathtaking logistical response. Hi, I'm Amy Grant of the ABL organization. And last week, according to a report from CNBC, construction began on a 25,000 square foot prefab, 1,000 bed hospital. By last Sunday, January 26, bulldozers were leveling the ground for Wuhan Shenzhen Hospital. A day later, the Chinese premier and 2,000 more face mask workers showed up. And by the 28th, damp proof lining was rolled out at the base of the hospital, over which rebar was laid, concrete poured, and massive concrete slabs were put in place. Then modular pieces were lifted into place for the two-story facility. As of last Thursday, January 30th, the hospital began to take final shape, and it opened Monday with a second 1,600-bed hospital opening nearby on Wednesday. Note the towering apartments in the background. With a population of 11 million, Wuhan is China's 10th largest city and the most populous in central China. And it's a hub for high tech, education, finance, and transportation, which helps explain why the coronavirus has traveled so far, so fast. Of course, this is not the first time China's been struck by a virus. SARS famously hit the country in November of 2002, although it wasn't reported until February, and impacted residents as far away as Hong Kong and Xi'an through July of 2003. 2 years later, while visiting the Terracotta Warriors in Xi'an, my guide recounted how her family was warned not to leave their home and how local TV channels broadcast the bus numbers and times subsequently diagnosed patients had been on public transportation, requiring fellow passengers to report to clinics to be tested. She also reflected that after SARS was when people started buying cars to stay away from contagious fellow passengers. They were right to be concerned. Worldwide, over 8,000 people were infected and 774 died, a fatality ratio of 9.6%. So far with the coronavirus, while over 17,000 cases have been confirmed, only 362 deaths have been reported, a much lower mortality rate. Of course, much has also been written that the media is overreacting to the coronavirus. After all, according to the CDC, between 2010 and 2019, the burden of flu in the United States has sickened a range of 9.3 to 45 million Americans annually and killed 12,000 to 61,000 each year. Yet, according to the CDC, only 37% of adults got a flu shot last season. Growing up in my family, we took the flu very seriously. You see my mother with the big white bow. After spending her first 8 years in New Orleans, took the train west with her grandmother, Celeste, to visit her mother and three younger siblings who had earlier moved to San Francisco. The year was 1918. Years later, she remembered that bodies were stacked up on the street curbs. The Spanish flu pandemic was the worst the world had ever seen. It infected 500 million people and killed between 50 and 100 million, over 5% of the global population, and at least 500,000 Americans. And in San Francisco, with a population of 500,000, 45,000 fell ill, and more than 3,000 died, including my great-grandmother Celeste and youngest uncle Jared. So tell everyone you care about that it's not too late to get your flu shot, and keep those wipes handy to disinfect that tray table. And stay well.